This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, assistant law professor at University of Washington and robotics enthusiast Ryan Calo. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. But before we get started, how many robots do you own?
Ben, I own a number of robots.
Okay.
More of them are in my office and in my lab, and that's because my wife has set a limit on the number of robots in the home.
Well, also in the sci-fi movie that you star in, the robot has to kill you in the lab, I think.
Inevitably. Although, you know, I mean, I'm one of the ones they're going to protect.
Right, because you've been nice to them.
Exactly.
Ryan Calo, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I am ready.
40 phrases in Mandarin.
I'm going to guess it has something to do with IBM Watson.
Your robot knowledge runs very deep, but I'm looking for a different number. I'm looking for the restaurant in China that deployed an automated wait staff. The machines can speak up to 40 phrases in Mandarin, like enjoy your meal. I thought that was pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. I was not aware of that.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, so I got a small, sad number. That is 2.
2 what? Can you give me a unit of measure?
What's 2 robots?
Is the number of robots that it takes to screw in a smart light bulb?
I like that. So, no. So that's the number of robots that are operating on other planetary bodies at the moment.
Whoa.
So basically, the sad part about it is that I'm not including Philae that recently landed on a comet. Remember that?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, you know, it looks as though its mission has already come to an end because unfortunately it landed in a place where it was very difficult for it to recharge and because it's solar powered.
Well, can't we send Steve Buscemi and a couple other people up there to push it into the sunlight?
So Philae has a Twitter account, and I'm going to read you one of its last tweets.
If this tweet is, please help me.
Nah, it's even worse. Okay, it goes, at ESA Rosetta, I'm feeling a bit tired. Did you get all my data? I might take a nap. ...
Well, that's a sad story. So let's move into happier territory. A pair of sticks.
A pair of sticks?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
I'm going to give it to you. Researchers at Stanford are working on developing walking sticks. They're calling them smart staffs to help these sticks help humanoid robots balance when they're moving over rugged terrain. I don't know. Are they wizard robots?
Right. I was going to say, help Gandalf.
All right. You got something for me?
This is a happy number, and that is $24.8
million. $24.8
million
has been earmarked to help robots and humans communicate in a friendly manner.
This is the millions in sales of robots by just one Chinese company in just one day.
Well, now, for you, a person who loves robots, this is great news. But for me, a person who is slightly scared of them, this might be scary news.
Well, these are just little robot vacuum cleaners, you know.
Yeah, that's how it always starts, Ryan.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Ben, right? Yeah.
Ryan Calo, he is an assistant law professor at the University of Washington and obviously a robot nut. Ryan, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.